Pastor Paul was visibly troubled at the monthly deacon meeting of the Little Church of the Ravine this past week. "That slaughter in God's house down in Texas could happen here," he was saying to the assembled deacons after his introductory prayer for the 26 deceased churchgoers in the town of 400. "We need to make sure it doesn't." Tony Travers held his well-worn King James leather-bound Bible tightly in his lap and seemed to be swaying slightly. "I hear you, Paul," he was saying quietly, almost inaudibly, "but the Lord's will be done." "Come on now, Tony, let's not turn this into a crisis of faith," Brandon Fallow said. "The Lord helps those who help themselves. What we need here is some security." Pastor Paul nodded sagely. "I agree," he intoned. "Security. What do you got in mind, Brandon?" Brandon obviously had given this considerable thought because he spoke right up. "Someone stationed at the church door," he replied. "Someone who can act if the occasion arises." Phil Crenshaw shook his head no. "I know where you're going with this, Brandon, but guns aren't the solution. They're the problem. You can't put an armed guard at the chapel entrance." "Can't we?" Brandon retorted. "That maniac in Texas would have killed every person in the church that morning if a neighbor hadn't gotten there with his own rifle. He saved countless lives. You better believe that." Phil shook his head. "Violence begets violence. Vengeance is..." "Oh, stop the horse shit, Phil," Brandon said, cutting him off, then caught the disapproval on Pastor Paul's face. "Sorry, Pastor." The deacon meeting never came to a conclusion. Brandon offered to serve as armed guard, but the others were unsure of the rightness of that course and less sure what the congregation might think of one of the deacons packing heat before services. "Let's pray on this a while longer," Tony suggested, and the majority seemed to relax visibly, all except Brandon, who left muttering about defending himself and his family. No doubt next Sunday he would probably come loaded for bear.